very unique opportunity here. Just talk about the opportunity and I guess how excited you are.
Yeah, it's been a dream of mine to do this for a long time. I mean, rugby has sort of been my focus for the last 4 years, but you know, I've always wanted to come back and give football a shot, and you know, this opportunity is awesome, and I'm thankful for it, and it's a lot of fun. Today was a good day so far.
How confident are you that you can land a spot on this team?
Well, I mean, like, athletically, I know that like I can shape up and do it. It's going to be getting into my book and learning everything and making sure that I can adapt to all the systems and everything like that. But I'm feeling good. Like, every day, just keep getting better, and we'll see what happens.
How hard is that when you haven't played organized football since high school to kind of make that transition back?
It's a challenge, but I mean, I've been playing, you know, like professional level rugby for the last 4 years, and so you know, I do have some systems and some, you know, things in place, like in high level athletics, and so, you know, I know how to focus and do that. So, you know, I think I've got a bit of an edge there, but it's gonna be a challenge. But you know, the coaches are working with me, and they got to ask a lot of questions and do that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it though.
How does that rugby experience help you in NFL football?
I think it's just the movements and sort of the athleticism. You know, it's a different kind of game, and there's a lot of, you know, it is a different movement set. But you know, physically, it's helped prepare me. I think that's a big one. Is I'm not worried so much physically about being able to go out there and do the job. It's about the technical aspects of it. So just continue to learn and get better. So,
yeah. Thanks, guys.
No blocking in rugby, right? That's going to be the toughest aspect to pick up.
Yeah, I think it'll be one of the things. I mean, I have played football before, so you know, I do know somewhat about blocking. Obviously, the techniques are a lot different, and it's going to be more complex. But like I said, you know, the coaches are going to work with me every day, and just got to work on the technique. But I think I'll be able to pick it up.
Yeah. Where did you play in high school? Where in Canada?
Carson Graham Secondary in North Vancouver.
Yeah. I saw you on the sidelines talking to some of the veteran guys, like Jordan Matthews and Brandon Graham. What did those guys tell you specifically, and how do you think that'll help you?
We were just having a chat, you know, like getting to know each other, just introducing ourselves, and then just asking them about some of the, you know, like just the day-to-day stuff, and kind of just introducing me to the team and saying hi. It's been friendly, so it wasn't anything super technical, but yeah, it was just good to get to meet some of the guys and sort of get familiar and sort of get comfortable.
Yeah. Have you gotten any advice from Zach Ertz or Brett Selle, you know, obviously playing the same position?
Well, a little bit, but I just met them today, like this morning, so we really, you know, we've just had our first session, so I haven't really had a chance to even sit with them in a meeting or do anything like that. Been talking to Billy a little bit, so he's going to help me out, and but, you know, I mean, I just got to sort of get settled in and meet the guys. Yeah.
Did you get in last night?
Yeah, flew in last night, got in around 9 o'clock, so just landed in and went to bed and got ready for the day, so.
Extra reps catching the football after practice. How comfortable do you feel catching?
I feel pretty comfortable. I think it's just the speed and the size of the ball is a little different than what I was practicing with in Canada. So it's just gonna, you know, got to wrap my hands around it and just get the feel for the ball. But I just, you know, I want to catch. I wasn't taking a lot of reps today, like in the team session, so I wanted to get my hand on the ball and get some catches in after practice. I'll probably be doing that every day. Get like 50 or 100 in after every session, something like that.
How long have you been thinking about this switch, thinking about trying to play professional football?
It's always been on the back burner, you know, for the last couple of years. But my focus has been rugby up until now. But, you know, after the Olympics, you know, my scope has been broadened a little bit. And so when opportunities came, I was more open to pursuing something else. And, I mean, this opportunity came, and I couldn't say no.
Were you a tight end in high school?
Yeah, I was a bit of everything. I mean, you know, in Canada in high school, if you're one of the athletes, you kind of play everything. So I was a tight end, slot receiver, defensive end. I returned kicks. You know, just a kind of jack of all trades sort of thing. Yeah.
There's a man like real one hand catch and everything, you know. I mean, is that kind of one of your strengths, ball skills?
Well, I'm not, yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not going to be trying to one hand catch everything, you know. I mean, I want to secure the ball. You know, that was a cool moment for me, but you know, I think that, I mean, I have big hands, and I think that I, you know, I can catch the ball. It's a different, the ball's coming at you at a different velocity, and it's different than rugby, so I'm going to have to get used to that. But I think that the ball skills and the handling skills are something that will, you know, be an attribute of mine.
Have you been in America a lot? Is this kind of a new experience for you?
It is, yeah. I mean, I visited the States before, but I haven't really spent a long period of time ever. So this is a new experience for me, but so far it's been very welcoming and very, very, very
what
nice.
What has it been like? I mean, what's really different?
Well, I mean, I haven't really gotten out of the hotel, so I haven't really gotten to experience the city or anything like that yet. So maybe on the day off, I'll go for a little walk, you know, grab coffee and see what's up. But so far, it's been just kind of focusing on the job here.
We don't have grouse tight end.
Sorry?
How did you want to bet tight end? Like, why tight end?
I think that's just what suits my skill set. Yeah, nice. Big, fast guy, strong. So I think that's where I belong, yeah.
No, I know you said outside that this kind of moved quickly, you coming here and everything. Were there other teams that were in the fold, or was it just the Eagles that you were thinking trying out?
I had another workout set up with the Seahawks a week later, but in terms of like other teams, that was pretty much it. Okay. Philly and but you know, I had a good conversation with them on the phone and with Philly on the phone, you know, they were pretty quick to bring me out, so I was really excited about that.
So you didn't even go to the
no,
Seattle?
No. I came out here and then they wanted to sign me right away, and I did it. And I mean, I wasn't going to turn it down, absolutely not. And this is, I mean, I got a really good vibe coming here. I really liked it here. Everyone was really friendly and. You know, I just felt like this is a place that I wanted to be, so I was really, really excited and happy to accept that. Yeah.
I'm sorry if you've been asked this before, but like, how does rugby help you as far as, you know, playing football is concerned?
Just like athletically, I think that, you know, you a lot of the movements are the same. You know, I mean, like, you have to cut hard, you have to run hard, and I mean, it's a very physical and rough sport, so I know that can carry over. So, you know, the physical aspect is definitely a huge one. I know that running routes and you know, the intricacies of football are going to be something that I'm going to have to, you know, adapt and add to my skill set, but I think I've got the tools to do that. So, yeah. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.